Hello there, it's Simon Smedley here from Oldham Chronicle, and I'm delighted to have been invited up to meet the one and only 5 foot Fez today, and I'm really pleased to be with Matt, Ross and Joe. So hello again, lads.
Right.
We get together again. It's great news, mate. So there's all sorts going on in the world of 5 foot Fez again, as we sort of work our way into 2016. I wanted to just ask you about the EP launch last year. I think the last time we spoke was summertime, May, June last year, and you just released Watch Me Fall, the EP, and I think you had your massive launch night at the Hard Rock Cafe in town in Manchester.
Yeah.
And it was packed out, a great night, etc, etc. So just tell me, Ross, what was the reaction to the EP? Did it go down well with punters and stuff?
Well, we've had to, we've sold out a couple of times and had to
Have you?
We didn't expect it to do so well.
Right.
As to why I actually did.
Yeah.
I think it's selling down a little bit now.
Yeah.
Time something new.
Yeah, that's the next step, to be honest with you.
Yeah, really. Well, we'll move on to that next step shortly, because we've got some quite exciting news to come up. You get a lot of positive feedback on the EP and stuff, and
quite really well received. I think we got a lot more interest in it as a physical thing than we did online, which I was quite surprised at. People wanted it to have it.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, but then people seem to like it.
Yeah. I think that's the way it's going, isn't it, Joe? I mean, CDs are selling again, and obviously vinyl's selling again, as we know. So I guess you'll go to that route in future again.
Yeah. Well, we like it. We like the physical, you know, copies, because it's like the way it used to be, isn't it? I don't like all this downloading stuff.
Yeah.
It's not the same.
Don't know how to do it. Don't know how to work
it. Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah. There's something quite special, isn't there, about actually having the track on a CD instead of
in your phone
or whatever.
Yeah.
Novelty about it, I think.
Fantastic. Okay, so obviously you've promoted that the EP at numerous sort of high profile gigs, and you've done a couple of Quadrophenia nights with Drew Stansall's lot at the Witchwood and Liverpool and that, and you've got some big gigs coming up. But just tell us about the Quadrophenia nights. I think have you got another one or two coming up, Matt?
Yeah, I think we're doing the Waterside in Sale.
Oh yeah,
it's a really great venue. I've done it a couple of times.
I think that's going up quite shortly, isn't it? End of the month, is it?
Yeah, 28th. I'm being happy that. Yeah.
This just
right,
in.
Thanks, Tony. That's the 28th of February, is it?
Yeah.
Right, okay. Obviously, all the details will be on your Facebook and your Twitter anyway, won't they? But I mean, they. I think the Witchwood the other week was quite a success, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was like the last time we did it, just packed out again. Mm. It was really, really nice to play.
Not them gigs don't ever disappoint, to be fair.
We know the theme, the famous mod film, etc. But is there something a bit special about the Quadrophenia nights?
Yeah, it's something a little bit different. It's not really what we used to in terms of turning up at a gig and playing. There's like there is a theme to it.
Mm. It's like going back in time.
Yeah,
it's proper weird, isn't it?
Yeah. And the band that you play with, is it the Atlantics, is it? They're top notch.
Yeah, all
well,
top lads as well. Have a good laugh with them.
Yeah. Just give us a bit of a flavour of some of the gigs you've got coming up, Matt. You've got Ruby Lounge with the Sex Pistols.
Yeah, really looking forward to that one.
And then also I noticed me being a kind of football writer, was interested in this one at Mosley Football Club you've got coming up in the summer.
Yeah.
The Mosley Music and Arts Festival. And I think you're going to be one of the headline acts there at Seal Park there.
Yeah,
well, it's a bit different, but you're looking forward to that.
Yeah, we're trying to get into doing more of the festival kind of side. Mm. I think it's a good place to start. It's like a new, fresh festival coming out, and there's still a lot to be announced yet for it.
Right.
So we don't know who else is going to be there. Could be a really good gig.
Mm, excellent. And it sounds like, obviously, it's quite an open space, a big space, so there'll be... Mm. There's plenty in there, won't there, Ross? So,
well, hopefully.
I think you'll be kind of praying for the weather. I think it is an outdoor job, I think. But anyway, let's hope that's
a
success. And I gather you're doing something for a bit of charity stuff for the Queen's Lancashire Regiment. And Blackpool, you've got a big gig in Blackpool coming up as well. When's that? Do you know when it is, Joe?
I don't know the exact date, because it's only just been... confirmed. I don't know myself, but
And I think it's the end of May.
And right,
I'm being signaled to again.
Yeah. Okay. Well, again, we'll obviously get the listeners and the readers to point themselves to the Facebook site for more details of that.
We do know the dates and stuff. We just have to make sure.
Brilliant. Okay. So it's all happening, and obviously the main point for me today to come and see you was you've put on your Facebook about the possibility of a new album, Matt.
Yeah.
Tell us about that. It's really exciting news, that, I think.
Yeah, I think we want to take that step up from releasing like EPs. Mm. It's sort of like a bigger statement to say we have like a full album now. Mm. So I think there'll be a lot of stuff from the EPs on it.
Yeah.
And then quite a lot of, probably half of it will be all new as well.
Yeah.
And then we can release that quite nicely, you know.
Okay, so where are you sort of planning on recording it and stuff? Have you sorted that out yet, Ross?
The previous EP we did was with Adam Briffer of Future Works. Mm. Now I've been back in touch with Adam. We don't actually know.
Yeah.
It's looking like we might go back there.
Yeah. Well, obviously, that's where you recorded certainly one of your EPs.
Yeah, that's where he was before, yeah.
Yeah, and he's quite a popular guy, this Adam Briffer, isn't he, Joe? I think he does a good job for you, doesn't he?
Yeah, he's really talented. And he helps, he's a drummer as well. For that.
Right.
It's great to have him there because he can just point out, things that you can change, and it's overall the EP sounds better when you've got another musician giving their input.
Right, good. What about... I think you've already given us an idea of what kind of material is going to be on there, but any idea of about a release dates? Have you anything scheduled?
We'll have to get some recording dates in first.
It's looking at like autumn time. Guesstimation.
Yeah. Well, it's like it might sound a long time away, but it's.
It'll come round quick
and it'll give you something to kind of focus on, won't it? And that's the idea, I would have thought. So you're sort of continuing progression. I mean, what's the plan, looking, say, what do you hope will happen with 5 Foot Fez by the end of 2016, say, Ross?
We're just getting more and more busy with people asking us to do gigs and things. Mm. So I think it's more of the same, to be honest with you, and eventually progress further on what we're doing at the minute. I don't necessarily think we're doing anything wrong at the minute.
Mm. I think festivals is definitely something that we want to jump on more. For summer, like next year.
Yeah. Well, we're already at that.
Yeah, we're doing a few, but to try and really pile them in over the summer as much as we can.
Okay. And have you actually been working on new material, new original material? Have you?
Yeah, I think we're
posting another one off.
We've just got one done this weekend. Yeah, a new one. So. Yeah. We'll be debuting that next week.
Yeah.
Which hopefully it'll go down well.
The
first time, But and then just trying to write now and get straight in the studio to get this album sorted out.
Yeah. Good. Okay, then. Well, obviously, I'm sure we'll have a catch-up in the summer, lads, and all the best. And listeners, watch out on the Facebook and Twitter pages and everything, and go and keep an eye open for this new album, and speak to you soon, lads.
Thank you very much.
Thanks a lot, lads.
Take it. Time to see us.
Cheers.